The chairman and chief executive of the insurance giant Marsh & McLennan has stepped down. Jeffrey Greenberg resigned 11 days after Marsh was implicated in a major bid-rigging scandal. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Jeffrey Greenberg has not been charged with any crimes, but almost from the moment New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer announced a civil suit against Marsh on October 14th, there was pressure on him to leave. Yesterday, during a board meeting at the company's headquarters in Manhattan, he did so. Keith Crocker is professor of insurance and risk management at Pennsylvania State University.
This is a tough situation because his company, Marsh & McLennan, has lost about half of its market capitalization in the last week. And this is on his watch, and fair or not, the responsibility for that is going to rest with him.
Greenberg will be replaced by Michael Cherkasky, former head of the corporate security firm Kroll, and a former prosecutor who once worked with Spitzer. The 53-year-old Jeff Greenberg is part of an insurance dynasty. His father, Hank, is the billionaire head of American Insurance Group, and his brother heads the Ace Insurance Company. Under Jeff Greenberg, Marsh was known as the country's largest and most important insurance broker. It was in the business of helping Fortune 500 companies find insurance coverage at the best price. Jim Huguet is president of Great Companies, an investment firm. He says he owned shares of Marsh until recently.
We wouldn't have owned the company had he not been a good manager, or appeared to be. You know, before all of these issues surfaced, he certainly was adding value and building the value of Marsh Mac.
But in recent years, Marsh has become embroiled in legal troubles. It owns Putnam Investments, which was implicated in the mutual fund scandal, and it owns Mercer Consulting, which played a role in the controversial pay package given to former New York Stock Exchange chairman Richard Grasso. Then this month, Attorney General Spitzer accused Marsh of cheating its clients. Spitzer said Marsh had concocted phony bids to make it look like it was shopping around for the best coverage when it was really steering business to favored insurance companies. In announcing the suit, Spitzer made clear he didn't trust Marsh's management and said he wouldn't negotiate with the company until top officials were gone. With the company's stock price falling, it was only a matter of time before Jeff Greenberg was pushed out the door. Jim Huguet says that alone won't be enough to restore the company's credibility.
I don't think just taking out Jeff Greenberg is going to bring you back to where you were before. I think it's the first step, but there's an awful lot to do there, and there may be some members of the board who are going to be taken out as a result of this.
In fact, the company has already said it will no longer accept contingent commission fees, which were at the heart of the current scandal. And the company said yesterday that it would announce some significant reforms in the way its insurance broker unit operates. If nothing else, Greenberg's departure will clear a path for Marsh to try to settle the case against it. In a statement yesterday, Attorney General Spitzer said he was now open to discussing a settlement in the case. Spitzer said he wanted to see industry-wide reforms, punishment of wrongdoing, and restitution to those hurt by the scheme. But he also said all that could be accomplished through civil charges. And he said while some of the individual executives at Marsh may face criminal charges, the company itself will not. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.